I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday and happy 4th of July. This will be our last live episode before the holiday, and I hope all of you have some really wonderful plans to celebrate and be with your families and enjoy some fun, some food, and just a really great time, love and laughter. We're going to have another great business spotlight, social media help not hype, from Janice Clark, who gives us her 5 favorite tools for managing mompreneur insanity. And before that, I wanted to just give a few healthy habits tips. I haven't shared any for a little while, and I thought it would be nice to share what is in the week 1 of July newsletter from Optavia. And I actually thought there'd be how to not eat all the chips at the barbecue or something like that types of tips. And they actually aren't those. And but I think they're really great ones. It talks about swimming the pounds away in any season. We all know why healthy motion is good for us. It keeps our weight under control and improves our strength. It also produces feel-good chemicals, endorphins, reducing stress and making us happier. But when it's hot, who really wants to exercise, especially on days when the heat and humidity are absolutely oppressive? And if you're anywhere in the Northeast today, I'm not sure about the rest of the country, but I know it was really oppressive today. Have you considered swimming? We have many good reasons to get in the swim. The best part? You can use the swimming pool to get fit in any season. Lighten up. Your body, waist deep in water, bears just half its weight. So if you're feeling a little too heavy to risk your knees with a brisk walk around your neighborhood, or you can't bear to sit on a tiny bicycle seat, you'll enjoy the buoyancy of a swimming pool. Whether you're walking or performing water aerobics, you'll feel the benefits of improved strength and flexibility and reduced stress on stiff or arthritic joints. Tighten up. You can get the benefits of a lean body by swimming. Part of this is due to the natural resistance provided by water. You don't get that from air. So unless you're walking hills, nothing is pushing back against you to help build your muscles. Feel the burn of calories. For every 10 minutes of swimming, you'll burn about 60 calories with breaststroke and 100 calories with freestyle or crawl. If you can do the butterfly, you'll burn a whopping 150 calories in 10 minutes. I don't know about you, but I can't, but that's great. Note that these calorie counts depend on a person's weight. No wonder swimmers are so lean and muscular. Float your stress away. The best part about exercise is where your mind can take you. Aside from all those endorphins, swimming, like many repetitive exercises, brings you the peace of mind that comes from meditation. It's easy to not focus on how hot you are or how tired you are, but rather focus on your breathing, on the clear, clean feeling of the water, and on the healthy thoughts replacing all those stressful ones in your mind. Even when you're working hard, swimming still feels like fun. And after a few weeks of regular exercise in the pool, you'll notice a difference. So that's our habit of motion. And I also want to give you quickly 5 ways to relax in 10 minutes or less. Because I don't know about you, but I find this to be really difficult lately. With all the responsibilities we have to take care of, it's hard to find time to relax. If you feel overworked, overtired, and overwhelmed, then taking time to relax is vital for both a healthy body and mind. So the 5 ways to relax in about 10 minutes or less. Remember to breathe. There is no simpler way to relax than to take a few deep, slow breaths. No need to do any fancy breathing techniques. Just focus on your deep breathing. This will allow you to stop and take a moment for yourself. You will clear your head and be able to tackle the next task. Try aromatherapy. There are many scents that promote relaxation. Citrus, lavender, chamomile, sandalwood. Try using essential oils with these scents or light a candle. These soothing smells can help with both stress and anxiety. Talk to a friend. Sometimes the best way to deal with our worries is to talk them out with a trusted confidant. Reach out to your coach, a friend, family member, coworker, clergy, or anyone that will lend an ear to talk about what's troubling you. Laugh. As the old saying goes, laughter is the best medicine. So it can be helpful to have a cache of funny pictures, videos, jokes, and stories to turn to when you're feeling stress. Write it down. Simply writing, "Today I feel stressed," can help you separate yourself from those overwhelming worries and make them less scary and less important. That way you can set them aside and focus your energy on something more important. The next time you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, take just 10 minutes to relax with one of the items on the list. Without further ado, let me give you Miss Janice Clark.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am thrilled to be back here on Word of Mom Radio. This is Janice Clark with the Social Media Help Not Hype Show. And today, I want to discuss something that's really near and dear to my heart, and I think it's really going to resonate with a lot of mompreneurs as well. I'd like to discuss insanity. with any time you have are running a business and you have a spouse or kids or pets, family members, friends. Most of us are involved in some type of community activity or something that, is very close to us. And what happens when you try to put it all together? Well, it's just more than a normal person can handle. Luckily, we're not normal people. But I wanted to talk to you today about some tools that will really save you time as you're trying to run your business and trying to manage your marketing efforts. I have 5 tools that I use regularly and religiously that save me time and allow me to do all the things that I need to do. The 2 main aspects of marketing your business are content creation and scheduling. So I'm going to talk today about 5 different tools that I use and have used for quite a long time. Some of them more than others, but that I've used for quite some time that will allow me to do everything I do and still spend time running my business and spending time with my family. So I'd like to start off with a couple of scheduling tools. Now, for those of you who've heard me before speak on the radio and spoken to me in person or over the phone, you've probably heard me mention this one. This one is a very old tool, but just exceptionally wonderful, and I still use it today, and it's quite sweet. It's simple to use. It helps you schedule to one post to a multitude of social media sites, and it seems like they are constantly adding new functionality, apps that you can hook up to the software. You can just do so much with it. You can monitor your feeds. You can respond to comments. You can schedule new posts, schedule posts to multiple social media sites. If you happen to be an agency, if you have several clients, and I know a lot of moms, you may have multiple businesses, so you may need to put, more than one Twitter account, more than one Facebook page. That's completely fine. You can get them all in here. And you can get everything scheduled and managed from one dashboard. And typically when I come in the morning, Hootsuite is one of the very first windows I open, and I leave it open all day so I can see if someone sends me a direct message or mentions me or retweets me on Twitter. I can see what's happening on my Instagram account. Yes, they allow Instagram and Pinterest. So you can really manage a multitude of sites from this one very simple and very affordable piece of software. So I highly recommend it. There's a mobile app as well, and I do use it, but I have to tell you, in the interest of saving time and investing quality time with my family, I don't use mobile as much as I do my desktop. I do try to get my work hours in my work hours, so that way when I leave the office, I can be with the family. However, there are times when that's just not feasible, or there are times when I'm away from my desk and it's still a work time. So there's a mobile app to go with this. So if you haven't checked out Hootsuite, I highly recommend you check this one out because it has been a huge time saver for me for many years. The next one I want to talk about, again, it's not a new one. It's been around for a very long time. And I know everyone likes to hear about all the new tools, the latest and the greatest. And perhaps I should put together a blog post because there are 50 different tools you could use. These are the tools, however, that I've been using, and I've tried lots of different tools. So all the ones I'm talking to you about, you know, keep in mind that I've tried all the others. I try just about every new tool that comes out, and I know that's a pretty tall order, but it's just what I do. My clients use different tools. My associates and affiliates and the people I know in the industry are all using different tools. So I do try out a lot of new tools. But the ones I'm talking about today are the ones that I've settled on because they do such a consistent job, because they have been around for a while, and most of these have been around for a while, and just consistently do a great job and save me time and money. So this next tool I want to talk about is IFET, I-F-E-T-T, and it stands for If This Then That. Now this one is, gosh, it is just an incredible tool. It can be a little daunting, and I know a lot of people, you may have heard of it, but maybe you haven't put it to the best use for you yet. I highly recommend that you spend a little time and really just get to know this piece of software, because it truly is a recipe for your life. It's just incredible. It lets you do all kinds of different things. You can do simple things, like every time you post something to your Facebook page, it also goes to your Twitter account. That's a very simple use for it, but it does a lot more than that. You can make sure that your profile pictures across Facebook and Twitter are in sync, across your social media profiles. So if you update your profile picture on Facebook, you don't have to go to all of your other sites and update it again. It will automatically update it for you. You can add to a Pinterest board when you include a specific hashtag in your Instagram caption. Now, anytime you use the hashtag, entrepreneur or work at home, if that's the hashtag you use on Instagram, it will automatically add it to one of your Pinterest boards. So that's just something you can get really creative with. You can tweet your Instagram images as native Twitter. Again, these are just a few of the things you can do, but it's not limited to social media either. If you star an email in Gmail, it can automatically create a task for you in To-Do List. So, and there's some great things you can do with it as well. You can hook it up to your Fitbit. You can, dim the lights in your house every time someone, tags you on Facebook. You can change the temperature in your house. You know, keep in mind, there's, of course, tons of apps and tools that you can attach to this, depending upon how much you want to do with it. Now, for me personally, I use it a lot for social media. I use it in Gmail, my to-do lists, things like that. But it's just a great one to save you a lot of time. And it can be a little daunting. And I've mentioned this to some people in the past and had them tell me, oh, gosh, that's just too much for me. But I tell you what, once you start using it, it becomes a bit addictive. So I highly recommend that you spend a little time with this one. And these are the two main scheduling apps that I use. These are the two main things that I use to make sure that everything I need to do on a regular basis gets taken care of, from my to-do lists, which can be quite extensive, to scheduling across my social media accounts, making sure my content is getting posted everywhere I am. These are my two main scheduling apps. So we're going to take just a quick break here and hear from our sponsors. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about content creation. And I have some really great tools, again, that I use all the time. I wouldn't know what to do without them. And I'm going to tell you what those are when I come back.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter, Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. Thank you.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
Now let's discuss your content. Marketing is a content monster. You have to constantly have something to say. You have to have blog posts. You need video. You need images. You need good things to say. And there are 3 tools that I use on a very regular basis that ensure that I have good content going out. The first one is Post Planner. If you haven't used it, I highly recommend you check this one out as well. It can help you determine what to post on your social media sites. It can offer you some really great suggestions for posts. You can hook up your RSS feeds to it if there are certain blogs that you really like to read and you enjoy getting content from. You can hook those up, so then you just log into Post Planner and you can go over and look at your feed and see all the latest blog posts, all the latest articles from all the people you really enjoy reading, and you can then schedule some of those out to your social media sites. It's just a great tool. I've had this one for quite a long time. And it can really help you come up with some good ideas for what to schedule, what to say. You can use it to get an idea of the types of content that are being shared as it pertains to your target audience. And once you have that information, it can help you develop questions to ask. It can help you come up with some ideas, basically, of questions to ask, things to say. I even use it to get suggestions for blog content, although I know that wasn't the original purpose for it. I use it a lot just to simply see what, you know, popular posts are being shared, popular blog posts. You know, as I look at all my RSS feeds, you can typically identify trends in what's being talked about, and it gives me some ideas of what might be important to my target audience. And then you can go ahead and you can even schedule those right inside of Post Planner. And you can have multiple social media sites set up. So, you know, very often I'll post something to Facebook. I don't necessarily want it to go onto Twitter in the same way. So you can change the wording and schedule basically 2 different posts from the same content right there from one dashboard. So it's just a really great piece of software that lets me determine what to say on a daily basis. And it's very easy to use, and it will cut down on a lot of time researching and a lot of time and just frustration as we all get busy and we all get crazy. And you happen to remember at 3:00, oh, my gosh, you know, I didn't schedule. I got busy. I didn't get everything scheduled. And I need to post something. What am I going to post? Post Planner is my go-to software for that. The next thing that I really like to use is Canva. We need images. We need them for Instagram. We need images these days for pretty much everything, but especially if you're using Instagram and Pinterest, the images are exceptionally important. Quote photos, testimonial photos, tips and info type photos, lots of things that you really need to be putting out there, or you should be putting out there for your business. Canva is a great tool that will quickly give you some different templates, different layouts, different sizes depending upon where you need this image for. It will quickly allow you to resize an image as well. If you're creating an image for Instagram and then decide you need it edited, you need the sizing changed for Facebook. Speaking of craziness, I've got a little dog working in the background here. The life of a mompreneur. But Canva will allow you to do all that. You can get some really great images for the backgrounds, and they're constantly adding new images. So as we need different things for the weekends, for holidays, special times throughout the year, when you log in, you'll find lots of great images to choose from, lots of great templates, and then you can also save those. You know, I have several different files in there saved for a variety of different things. For my tip photos, you know, I tend to use the same type of background, so that's all in one file. For quote photos, I tend to use another type of background or another template, another layout. You can change the fonts, and depending upon the level that you are with Canva, I have Canva for work, so I can change fonts, so I can have custom fonts, and you can upload your logo, so your logo can be added, upload your own images. If you have your own background image that you really want to use, but you like their layout and you like their sizing capabilities, Canva is just a great all-around tool. I highly recommend it, so you can quickly create those images that you're looking for. The last tool I want to recommend is one that hasn't been around as long as the others. I found it probably last year and just fell in love, and it is Lumen 5 Video. These days, oh gosh, you really need to be creating video. And I talk to so many mompreneurs that they feel like video is the one thing that they just can't get taken care of. They're never dressed up. They're never wearing makeup. Or it seems like when they are, something happens and they can't get a video created, or they don't necessarily want their face on every video they create. Lumen 5 is a wonderful tool that allows you to put in a link to one of your blog posts. And like Canva, it offers you some different templates, images, so you can turn any blog post, any article that you write, into a quick little video. If it's, you know, three things to, you know, help you do this, then it will automatically pull those three things into the video. It'll add background to it, text, and then you can go in and edit it any way you want. And you can have a really nice video from your content in truly under 10 minutes. Realistically, it takes very little time to do this. And I fall in love with it. I've recommended it to tons of clients. I use it quite often these days, so that would be my last big one, and probably the newest one. I think a lot of people haven't heard of it yet, but you soon will. If you haven't, you soon will, because it is just a great tool, and it allows you to have the video that you need without investing a ton of time and energy, and then you can save your time and energy for other things that need to be done within your business. So, those are the tools that I really recommend to cut back on the insanity, save you some time. These do also tend to be very affordably priced. Some of them offer free options. So take a look, and I would love to hear what you think. I'd also love to hear your favorite tools. Make sure you look me up on Facebook, BizM Solutions. Let me know what your favorite tools are. Like I said earlier, I am always trying out new tools. So if you've got something you love, let me try it out and see how it compares to everything else I'm using. Guys, thank you so much for having me. I hope you found some benefit in the show, and you have a wonderfully productive week.
We are thrilled today to close out the show with the world premiere of our new closing song. It is written by Kelly Lewis of Smith Sisters Bluegrass, with vocals by herself, Wendy Kilman, and Robin Kelly. They recorded this as part of Boys and the Bees and shared it with us, as we all agree it is just so perfect for the Word of Mom Radio Network.
Dory and I discussed it, and we have been opening with I Am a Woman for a really long time. And we didn't want to change that because both of us are old enough, and I'm sure some of you are old enough, to remember the old Anjali commercials with that song where it was the woman in the business suit, really beautiful, and, you know, she had the frying pan and the briefcase, and it was the first sort of hint that we had as young girls that women could have everything. They could be strong, powerful, smart businesswomen and also be beautiful and sexy and also take care of the house. So we open with that woman and we close with this one, the one who is brave and strong and bold. But most importantly, we want to make sure that our audience understands that she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yeah, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.